You're listening to NewsRamp Media and Journalism. Today is Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Network news breaks. Newsmax, Inc. surpasses 25 million social media followers. Newsmax, Inc. has reached a significant milestone, surpassing 25 million followers on its social media platforms. The company's digital audience continues to grow, with record audience metrics in the first quarter of 2026. Newsmax's Facebook user reach increased by 44% sequentially and 119% year-over-year. While the Newsmax app has exceeded 13 million downloads, expanding the company's multi-platform media presence.
Chiva star Myra Alejandra Pleo Bernal and veteran ESPN producer analyst Elmer Polanco have joined the all-star lineup of hosts for Vivo Sports After Party, the new creator-led social live streaming platform dedicated to U.S. Latino football fans. Now features Pleo Bernal and Polanco alongside legendary analyst Jorge Ramos, iconic broadcaster Fernando Fiore, and host Peter Fraga. Together, they bring a unique blend of perspectives to the platform during the historic 2026 summer of football.
High gold prices reduce bullion demand among non-investors. Surging gold prices in early 2026 significantly weakened mon investment demand for the metal, particularly in the jewelry sector. As gold prices climbed above $5,000 per ounce for the first time, many consumers reduced purchases of gold for personal and decorative use. Overall, rising gold prices are reshaping global consumer behavior, strengthening gold's role as an investment asset while reducing traditional demand for jewelry worldwide.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.